You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says,
What's up?
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Well, folks, what's up? I really don't know how to start this off. I'm going through a weird moment right now where my roommate just died yesterday climbing. He was climbing rocks and his anchor fell or something. It slipped and he fell down and now he's passed away. His name was Bryson Allen. He was only 20 something years old. I didn't really know him all that well. He was a very quiet kid. He didn't hardly say anything to anybody. He just died. Wow. And now, not sure what I'm gonna do. But that's all right. Like I said, though, I mean, like, you know, I tried to do this yesterday, and I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it, and now I've got something to talk about. And I just, I don't know how to take that, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't think it's really set in that my roommate just died. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's, you kind of go through the phase of denial, and then it's like you're in shock, and then denial, and then, I don't know, I've got a prolonged case of shock going on. That's pretty crazy, man. And so I'm just, I just don't know what to say about it. Just wow. I really don't know what to say about it. Just one minute he's here, next minute he's gone. I guess the only thing I can really say is to just live your life to its fullest. You know, in memory of Bryson Allen. Like, I wish that there was more that I could say about him, but I really didn't know him. He wasn't even here, like, what, a month? He was here a month and then just gone. So I don't know, man. It's crazy. Crazy stuff, man. Some serious stuff to think about, though. I'll tell you what. So what are you guys up to? Oh, what do we got now? We got Trump and the Democratic debates. Democratic debates, I'm not even gonna watch it, man. I didn't watch it last time. I'm not gonna watch it this time. Everybody's all like, oh, look at this one authentic Democrat. It's one of them. I'm like, yeah, I'm an authentic Democrat, and they wouldn't let me on stage. And in fact, they went to great lengths to get me off the stage, which is fine. Fine. I've still got the rest of the year to make up for that. If that doesn't work, then I might go for a local position. But until then, I'm still running for president. You know, I've had so many people, don't do it. Just go for local, go for something local. I mean, like, even my family is telling me that. And I just want to say no, because I'm going to go for it. If it blows up in my face, then so what? At least I tried. At least I tried to save the country. At least I'm trying to do something worthwhile, trying to do something right. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna have to keep bringing it back to Bryce every now and then. That is just crazy. Like, he was just here. I don't know what to think about it. It's like, I don't know, it's the only thing on my mind right now. It's like, wow, it's not even wow, it's not even whoa, it's just like, can't believe that happened. Can't believe he's gone, just like that. I don't know what to think about that. It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. But moving on, I don't think that Joe Biden made the stage for this these debates. Let's look it up. Democratic debate. ...2020 Democratic debate schedule. Like, the funding is not even over and they're already doing Democratic debates and crap. Okay, so night two we'll have Biden and Buttigieg and Gillibrand and Harris and Sanders and Swalwell. And those are the only ones that, I don't know. Booker, Castro, De Blasio, Delaney, Gabbard, Inslee, Klobuchar, O'Rourke, Ryan, and Warren. It's just one crap show after another, one dumpster fire after another, man. Learn more about each candidate on our 2020 candidate list. Oh, look, I'm not on it. Imagine that. I'm not even on it. Can you believe that? Look, they had all these other people drop out. They don't even show me on here at all. Wow. Good thing I just barely changed it back to nonpartisan. This is crap. Declared major candidates. I'm sorry, but the amount of money that you raise, that has nothing to do with your name and who you are as a president. The way we elect presidents is flawed. Change my mind. Call me crazy. Make fun of me on mainstream media news without dropping my name. Go ahead. You can do that all you want, but the way it comes down to it is that running for president is flawed. You're basically voting for dollars and how you want them spent. You're not voting for the best candidate per se. You're not voting for You're not really voting for anything, if you think about it. You're voting for the person that you want to hear bad news from for the rest of the 4 to 8 years. I mean, like, there's no other way to put it. You're voting for the person that you would rather hear bad news from. And I'm in politics, so I should know. You know, I help campaign. I help with the issues. I do my thing. I get in where I fit in. I do my thing. You know what's crazy, though, is my fucking roommate just died. How many other people just sit there and they're like, they're in denial about somebody's death? And not everybody that dies, but just like certain people that die in your life, you're like, wow, they're dead? What? And it's, you're like, nah, they're not dead. There's no way. Really? Wow, really? Like, how many people go through that? Do you go through that? Are you one of those types of people that just can't ever get over somebody's death? What kind of person are you? You know, my friend Nick, I'll never get over his death. It's because it just, he died in a freaking fire, man. That's like the most awful way to die. It's one of the most awful ways to die. To be burned alive? That's awful. He died in his own parents' house, just the house caught on fire and killed him. I can't believe it, man. I cannot believe it. I mean, one day I'm gonna die, but that day ain't today, Buster. I try to go out of my way to make sure that I'll stay alive. Like, who else is like that? Who else, like, purposely goes out of their way to do things just to make sure that they're still alive the next day? And I'm not talking about obsessive with it. You just, it's just what you do. You do it naturally. Your instincts kick in and you do things differently all of a sudden. Man, I'm getting offers to do things. Like, I don't know if I want to do it. Like, some people, well, this isn't an offer, but, like, a lot of people keep telling me to go for a local politician office. And like I said, man, I'm running for president, though. You know, I can't just, I mean, I could just drop out, but then run for office for something local? It's so ridiculous. Like, let's say that I leave Alaska, then I have to live somewhere else for a couple years and then run for a politician like that. I just barely became a local Alaskan. Why the hell would I leave? I love it out here. I love it in Alaska. Why? Because it's not the lower 48. But now, don't get me wrong. I really miss the lower 48. I really do. I want to go home so bad sometimes. I get so bored out here. But I'm just now figuring out the things that there is to do out here. You can go swimming in the lake. You can go to Lena Beach. There's all sorts of stuff to do out here, but the freaking winters, man. The winters, I don't know if I could deal with that. I don't know. And I don't know if I could deal with living with my mom again. That was already bad enough. So, you know, I really love it out here in Alaska. I just can't see myself leaving. I got a good job now. I mean, it's not the best or anything, but it's a job. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm getting offers to leave here. But also, I'm getting offers to stay. I don't know, man. It's like, with my roommate dying and everything, it's gonna be weird, I guess. I don't know. I guess it'd be weird if he haunted this place, but I doubt he would. He wasn't really here for that long, you know? I just can't believe he went out climbing and died like that. That was, I don't know, that was one of his things. He liked climbing. I just don't see how the hell he could accidentally die like that. Climbing. I mean, I'm sure I've almost accidentally died plenty of ways, but climbing probably being one of them, but I don't know. It's just, something about it seems funny, you know what I mean? I could be wrong as hell. He could totally be passed on right now, but I'm just the type of person that questions people's deaths. I always do, I always have, and always will. I might not say nothing about it, but inside I'm thinking about it. I'm like, wow, man, I can't believe it happened. I mean, so what do I do? What do I do about it? I mean, just move on? I didn't know him all that well, you see what I mean? I didn't really know him too well, so it's kind of a hit or miss thing, in my opinion, because, you know, I didn't really know him, and we didn't really talk. You know, I'd go in there and I'd tell him some things sometimes, but we didn't really talk. But I tell you what, when you sleep with your head to the south, that's bad. It's bad for you. It's bad luck. I'm not saying that's exactly why he died, but I mean, you know, if feng shui has anything to do with your quality of life, you know, he's not the only person that lived in this apartment with his head face to the south and had extremely bad luck. I wanted to tell him something about that so bad, but I don't even know if he'd believe me. Like, would I just go in his room and move his room around whenever he's not looking? It's like, do I tell him about it beforehand? I mean, I guess I'm gonna warn people from now on, don't sleep with your head to the south. Whatever you do, don't sleep with your head pointed to the south. If you need to figure out which direction is the south, look at the compass on your phone, download a compass app. Make sure that your bed points to the other direction. You gotta believe me on this. You gotta trust me on this. I've seen it happen again and again. And everywhere I live, I can't have my head face towards the south. I just can't do it. I don't want any more bad luck, and I haven't really had any more bad luck ever since. I just can't believe he's gone. He was just here 1 minute and then gone the next. He had been gone for like, I think 2 days now. I think it's been 2 days. And then I got a call today about whatever had, you know, him falling yesterday. I got a call today about that. I didn't even know when it happened. All I know is he was going out. I thought he was going out and he just stayed with a girlfriend, because he had some girl that he liked to hang out with here, I guess. He met her off of Tinder. I don't know if it was ever longer than one more day. I don't know if it was a one night stand or what, but, you know, he hung out with her. I don't even remember her name. But, you know, he hung out with her. And then I thought that was who he called. He said, "You want me to come pick you up?" And that was like the last thing he said. And I said, "Hey, man, have a good day." And he was like, "All right, man, cool, you too." That was pretty much it. He's a really nice kid. He kind of left the bedroom a mess, but just, you know, as a person, he was a pretty nice kid. He cooked himself food all the time. He was just a cool kid. I just feel bad that I didn't know him all that well, you know what I mean? Like, he moved in and then just died. Damn. I gotta pause this for a second. What was crazy about my friend Nick dying is that his sister was his twin. So, you know, they're not gonna have the same birthdays anymore and things like that. It's gonna be different for his sister. Or it is different for his sister, I should say. It's been some years now, but I just, wow. So anyways, you know, let's talk about something positive. I can't though. I mean, I guess I can. I've been playing this game, Horizon Zero Dawn. That's a pretty cool game. It's interesting. You fight dinosaurs that are machines instead of animals. So I guess that's pretty cool. I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm going into work tonight. And I'm dealing with the death of my roommate. But I've got to go and make money, otherwise I can't pay rent. You know, my mom has up and left me dozens of times, it seems. Probably more like four times at least. I remember one time, I didn't even have a job. I couldn't get a job right away. And I was new to the area. And she just decided to up and leave for a whole nother state. And left me with the apartment in her name and all that. Wow, that's pretty nice, but I've got no way to pay for it. Okay, there's one. There was another time, actually, the same thing happened in the same area in Arizona. She just up and left me with the apartment again. This time I had a Postmates job and a DoorDash job, but I still wasn't making enough to pay for it. So what did I have to do again? I had to move out yet again and depend on somebody else yet again. Those are just two of the times. She's done it here, but I was able to miraculously figure it out this time. I guess you run into that situation enough times, you don't put yourself into it ever again. And so now she's asking me to move into a place with her again. until I can afford to have my own place, but wants me to share the car again. And I told her, I'm all like, look, dude, if I have to share the car with you again, it's just gonna end up the same way as it was last time. She said the same thing last time. Oh, you can just pick me up and drop me off. You can just come and pick me up from work. You work from 3 to 11. I don't think so. I don't think so. That ain't gonna work. Not unless I got a job that starts from 9 till 3. I don't see it working, man. I'm just, you know, just trying to decide, do I want to go out there? Do I want to stay out here? And yeah, I want to stay out here. I have a job. I have a car. I have an apartment. You know, I'm making my way out here. And I don't want to go back to the lower 48. I mean, as much as I do want to go back to the lower 48, I don't. Especially not to live with my freaking mom, who could just up and leave any second. I'm tired of the types of people in my life that do that. I don't want to be around that no more. It's already bad enough I had a freaking roommate move in and less than a month later he died. This is some big stupid magic trick that involves human trafficking. But I'm not giving credit to anything right now. I'm just gonna keep on doing me. And you know what? I'm out a roommate. I haven't seen his body. I haven't heard anything about a funeral. I'm just saying, like, am I gonna get to talk to his parents? I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. I mean, I've already put an ad out. I can't waste any time. Just feels kind of crappy, you know? So crazy. I'm just, wow. What do you guys think about questioning people's deaths? I mean, you should question everything, right? Like, should I question the death of a kid I didn't even really know? What if that was your kid? What if you were the parent and you were in on faking somebody's death? Or what if the death was real? I'm sorry, you know, these are just questions that go through our mind. It's like, wow, like, did he really died? Wow, what? I mean, anybody would say the same thing. Like, God, I can't believe he's dead. Like, that's crazy. But at the same time, it's just like, wow. Wow, he was just here. He was just here. I mean, there's lots of things that go through my mind when somebody dies, but what goes through your mind when somebody dies? Do you ever wonder, like, am I next? Does it hit too close to home for you? Does it have to be a friend that you actually knew? I mean, I'm sure that I'll probably squeeze a tear somewhere down the line for this kid. But I didn't really know him. I think that's what bothers me the most, is that I just had somebody die. Allegedly die. That I didn't even really know. But I shared an apartment with him for less than a month. I'd probably say it's probably right around a month. Probably 1 week shy of a month, maybe. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just really weird to digest. It's a really weird thing to digest. Like, especially how fast they came and got his things. Like, they took everything. The only thing left right now is the bed, and I'm waiting for them to come and pick it up. And that's that. I mean, I'll say a prayer for him. In the name of Jehovah, Jeshua, and the Holy Ghost, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And just like that, he's gone. I'm still coming to terms with that. I don't know how to really process that. I think, like, I just kind of get stuck on the fact, like, whoa, he's gone, man. And then then I just come right back to that. You know what I mean? Like, I keep coming back to the fact that, like, wow, he's gone. He's not here no more. He's not renting this place. He won't be showing up no more. His car won't be in the driveway anymore. It's just very strange to think about. But anyways, moving on, since we're coming back to the end of this, since we're getting to the end of this right now, I just want to come back to the fact that, you know, I am running for president. I do have donors, and I do want to thank my donors. And I've still got for the rest of this year to come up with the money to run for president. And so I just want to thank the people that have donated so far. Thank you. And I want to wish my mom the best of luck on trying to find her new apartment. I want to wish myself some luck on paying the rent this month, figuring out how that's going to go. I can't believe he's gone. Like, wow, it's weird. And I was going to call him too, but he would have already probably died by then. Like, he would have probably already been dead by the time I was going to call him. I mean, he'd been gone for a while now. I'm trying to keep track of how many days it's been. I saw him on my Friday, basically. That was Wednesday? What is it now? It's Saturday? Yeah. I saw him Wednesday night, or Wednesday afternoon. And I was leaving, then he was leaving afterwards. I came back, he wasn't home. I thought it was normal, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day, I was like, oh, well, he must be out with his girlfriend still. And then yesterday, that's whenever I was like, man, I think I need to call him or something, man. What the heck is going on? I wonder if he's gonna have rent. I wonder if I should call him and ask him if he'll have rent. And then I thought, like, maybe that's rude. Maybe that's rude to say, you know, because I always didn't like being bothered about rent. and if I was going to have it or not. It put stress over me and distracted me from being able to get it. Does that make sense? Oh, wow. Here's to you, Bryson Allen. Thank you for your time spent with me, what little time it was. And I pray that if you are really alive, that you make it back to your family, if that's even reality. And if in fact you did allegedly die, then I pray that your soul is put in the hands of our Creator. In Jeshua's name we pray. Thank you. Amen. I love you, everybody. And I just want to thank you for being a part of my life. And I'm sorry if I've ever done anything to make your life any more worse than it already is. Just... I just want to thank you, Bryson, for the short time that we did spend together. I wish it was more fun and we could have went out and did stuff together. I really looked forward to that, but... I mean, I guess now it's not going to happen, but... I just want to thank you, Bryson, because you got me recycling again. You know, this little things like that that I just want to say thank you for. And just remember... the positivity that you had. You were a positive kid. You never complained about nothing. I mean, I know that less than a month isn't really all that long to spend with somebody that you don't even really spend time with whenever you're together, but I just want to thank you for the couple moments that we did spend together. And I want to say, you know what, dude? I love you as a brother, and hopefully I taught you some things to take into the afterlife with you. Whatever that might be, but... you know, I thank you for what you left here for me to learn from. Thank you, Bryson.